Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So he whacked it around her cheek and said, "That's no pizza."
Time has flown by.
And how the devil are we all?
I'm all right.
Are we all? Right? Another week has flown by. Doesn't it go quick?
It does, doesn't it?
It really does.
Time flies when you're having fun. That's the reason before.
Or does it fly quicker when you get older?
Oh, that's a depressing thought, isn't it?
Doesn't it get quicker or does it get slower?
I think that everything speeds up the moment you leave school or college.
Yes, that's very true.
Because those days really drag on, don't they?
It sped up when I left school because I hated school with a vengeance. Every day for me was torture. You know, absolutely hated my secondary school. My primary school was great.
Yeah.
But secondary school, hated everyone. It was a horrible place.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember last week when I was telling about Jamie being thrown out of the library? I can remember my PE report at school saying Glenn takes as much delight as possible in doing as little as possible during PE lessons.
Good on him.
I thought a bit harsh, but true.
Yeah, but the thing is, it always gets me with schools is that, I mean, school. A lot of school teachers, certainly, I can only vouch for where I went to school. Mm. And the teachers were only interested in two sets of people. The really stupid, and yeah, those sort of, you know, those sort of tough lads who have fucking just can't be arsed, yeah. Those ones. And the really intelligent. Anyone else in the centre, they didn't give a rat's arse about. And it was such a horrible, violent place that, I mean, I remember going there thinking, what the fuck? I mean, I went from a nice little village primary school, Fairlands, and we used to have a headmistress called Mrs. Gerard, who was there. I think she retired the last year or two before I left. But when she was there, absolutely brilliant. And then you go to there to this hell, absolute hell of big lads wanting to kick the fuck out of young lads for no reason.
Yeah, just because they're there.
Yeah, because they could, because they were cowards and there was no retaliation. Hated every waking second of it. Mm. 5 years of my life were in that school and it was hell. Absolutely hell.
See, it's not good, is it? Pulling out all these bad memories and stuff.
Well, the funny thing was they changed it. It was that bad, it actually changed its name, right? No joke. Because it was quite violent, and there's lots of other reasons, but one of the reasons it had this reputation for being quite a violent school. So they changed its name to, because I want to give it an American feel, so changed it to Guildford Borough High. And so when they had the T-shirts printed on with just the initials of GBH, then they realised, oh, we made a bit of another fuck up there, so let's call it something else. So they called it something
else.
That,
isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
can you imagine? And that's a true story.
That's great.
Ah, school days, the best days.
Never.
Best day of school was the day I left.
Oh, awful, awful. Not good at all. No. Anyway. Here we are in Cheshire again. Mm. Lovely, lovely. The hole's still outside.
Yeah. Looks even bigger again. It's like a bloody crater of the moon. It's like the Sea of Tranquility out there.
Well, you see, I want to make the sequel of what I believe is one of the greatest movies ever made.
The Moon Landing.
No, Stanley Kubrick's The Moon Landing in 1969. And I want to remake it, but I'm going to call this We Got to Mars.
I think you can probably tell that me and Carl don't believe that we ever did go to the moon, but that's a different...
That's a whole new podcast.
That's a whole new world of hurt. That's what that is. Anyway, you know
how this is podcast 102?
Yes.
And last week was 101, and it also got me thinking, do you know the TV show Room 101?
Yes.
Where you put all the things you can't bear into it. What would be the thing you'd put
that's
into...
That's a really good question.
What would you put in Room 101?
Oh, there's so many things I can't stand.
I'll probably get shot down for this, but all this political correctness bollocks.
Why would you be shot down? There's a lot of people nodding their heads and agreeing with you right now.
Well, it's this whole thing. It's the whole Twitter thing, isn't it? That we seem to... People's lives are geared around Twitter, which is less than 5% of the population. Yeah. So less than 5%. You know, and they get angry for something. And you've got people who are just telling a bloody joke. And you get these, I don't know, organisations or whatever the fuck it is they want to call themselves. They all want, you know, everyone wants to be accepted, and yet they want to create their own identities, which doesn't, you know, which forces them to be separate from everything. And they get angry for the sake of being fucking angry.
What would you do? There's quite a few things. Cyclists that think they're in the Tour de France. Not normal cyclists.
Well, wearing Lycra.
And the weird-shaped helmets that make actually think they're going to go faster.
Just bizarre.
And their facial expressions, they look like they're going through grim death. You know, they're sort of clenched.
The pain they're going through.
And there's loads of them. I don't mind cyclists. It's when they're all... We've talked about this before. They all bunch together, you know, like the front of a Frenchman's Speedos, and they're all there on the road, and you just want to... And it that... 101. Caravans.
Oh, yeah.
Not motorhomes. Caravans. Particularly caravans that are swaying in the middle lane of the M6. Yes, they're in Room 101. There's so many things.
That's my thing. There were lots. Yeah, definitely. I'm with you on both of those.
Yeah. Absolutely. Don't mind cyclists on their own. Absolutely not. Normal cyclists. It's when they're all running a competition on these country roads, and they're all in a race, and there's a proper start and a proper finish. And everybody has to go. Crawl down to their absolute, you know, doing...
All the people that have actually paid to be on the road.
Yeah, taxes, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my big bugbear. There's so many more. What's yours?
Critics, as in... Film...
Like me?
No. Film critics, food critics, and music critics.
Yes!
Those three...
That's a really good thing.
They would go, because at the end of the day, it's just their opinion. Why should we care about their opinion of whether a film is good or bad? You know, I'm not bothered whether Mark Kermode loves a film or not.
Does anyone with any intelligence actually care?
No, I don't. It's like restaurant critics. If you didn't like the food there, that's just your taste, isn't it? And the same with music. I mean, we can all say, I don't like that track, it's shit. But it wouldn't stop... I mean, there's loads of songs I think is dog shit. I might think it's crap, but if somebody loves it, then great, because all music is good for that reason. So anyone who's a music critic, film critic, or food critic, you're in Room 101 as well.
Oh, that's a really good thing. And the other thing is, I remember when I was on Blue Peter, and I was on Blue Peter, and we were doing a segment about art, and I went into an art gallery, and there I was talking about the different, you know, and this is pop art, and this is, and there was a piece of chewing gum stuck onto the wall, and with a frame, it wasn't even in a frame, and then there was some information underneath it saying this is art by, gave the artist's name, and then there was just recently me and you, Carl, were in some art gallery. Oh no, I wasn't. I was with my friend Ange, I think, and I took a photograph of it, and I showed it to you when I came home. Somebody had done a painting of a gerbil cage. And that was hung on a wall in an art gallery.
Right.
And I'm just like, and that didn't, you were talking about an elephant that's actually done the most amazing artwork just with its trunk. And yet some art critic was going, like, this is amazing. Didn't know who had painted it or anything. This is an amazing piece of artwork. Look how it flows. It's just absolutely fantastic. So new, so different, so vibrant. And then they were told it was an actual elephant that had done it.
But a lot of critics are just full of their own arrogance to think that, one, who should care what they think?
Yes.
But two, is the whole point of in New York recently, I think I even mentioned this in a few podcasts ago, a very famous work of art has been hanging upside down for the last 80 years. or 70 years.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes to show you everything you need to know about these people who go, yeah, that's right. But the problem I get with is it's all art. And art in itself, whether it be a film, whether it be music, and whether it, to be fair, and a lot of cooking, whether it be food, it's all an art. People who are creating art. And no one has the right to say that is right or wrong. And now I'm quoting badly either Whistler or Oscar Wilde. I think it was Whistler that said this, that no one has the right to say this is good or bad art. What they can say is, I don't like this, or I do like this, because mm-hmm. all of art is subjective. Some people might look at that piece of chewing gum and go, it's the best thing I've ever seen, whereas other people go, it's a piece of chewing gum.
Exactly that, and that's why critics are irrelevant and therefore should be in room 101.
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. But if my knickers were to hang on the wall in a gallery...
stick to the side.
Like the chewing gum.
There
you go, you see. Anyway, there we are.
There we are. So it's putting the world to rights nice and early. Shall we open the podcast proper?
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Well, this week, because you enjoyed the Wotsits so much, you wolfed them down. Ooh. Even though we had cake last week. So look, we've got some Wotsits.
Oh, I don't know what it is about them. I feel so naughty when I eat these.
Mm, yeah. But,
and
you do you like feeling naughty?
I do like feeling naughty. But I eat them, and then you can always get a second helping because the remainder of the Wotsits remains in your teeth.
It's true. They are there for a while.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Is it bad that I want some Wotsits now?
No, it's not bad at all.
Oh, open those bad boys
is
up
actually, it, I the think, unless you have any, the podcast can't officially go
Will
on.
Will you have some?
Probably not.
Oh, well, I'm not going to open them. Are you going to have some?
Excuse me?
Are you going to have some?
I'll have one. Or three. Or five.
Okay, okay. Go on then.
Yeah.
No, on, it's not the type of thing I eat.
Would you like to smell the bag of cheese? Good.
You can't beat Wotsits. I'm sorry. I know we started off with cheesy balls, but these are the best.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Come on, Carl. You can't. You can't.
You can't beat. Can't beat them.
Here's us being critics.
Yeah.
I believe that these could be better.
Right. Well, I think they're excellent.
Mm, they are gorgeous. Mm.
Yeah. But what do you know about the art of Wotsits?
Now then, would you like a finger?
Always.
We've got some snowy fingers, everyone.
Again!
Not
again.
Oh, we've gone with the favourites, haven't we?
I do like a snowy finger. Mm. Because you've got the bet with snowy fingers, they're not just white.
No.
They're half white and half
it's double
milk
bubble,
chocolate.
Isn't it?
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And we get so, sugar.
Mind your teeth.
Can I ask, milk chocolate, obviously, is that milk chocolatey colour?
Yeah.
And white chocolate is obviously white.
Mm.
What's the difference? Because aren't they both made with cocoa?
Somebody told me that white chocolate isn't actually chocolate. I don't know if there's any truth in it or not. We need to look it up, perhaps.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Let me look that up.
You two talk amongst yourselves.
I can't
yourself
stand these Wotsits.
Find out.
Carl picks him about a fistful of Wotsits and he's now shoving them in his mouth.
I'm not eating them. I'm not going to eat them anymore.
No, I'm having another snowy finger here as well. You at home, if you want to Google this fact about white chocolate not being white chocolate, see if you can get there quicker than Yvette can. Obviously, if you're not driving.
I always get there quicker than you've had. And then the trouble is I'm done.
White chocolate...
Here we go.
...is made of a blend of sugar, cocoa, butter, milk products, vanilla, and a fatty substance called... lecithin or lecithin. Technically, white chocolate is not a chocolate.
There you go.
And it doesn't really taste like one because it doesn't contain chocolate solids.
Wow.
So there you go.
So, back to the day.
There you are.
Right. Now, have we got a legal claim on Cadbury then?
Go on.
Because they say covered in white and milk chocolate.
There's no name for what it actually
and
is.
Can I also say...
Is there a solicitor out there that can help us?
Yeah, this reminds me. I won't tell you the whole story because I'll ruin it. I told you, Carl, and I, about the show on Netflix called Where's My Jet, Pepsi?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Basically... in the 90s, Pepsi-Cola wars, huge, massive advertisements that Pepsi were millions and millions and millions of dollars they spent on advertising. This young 19-year-old's watching the telly, watching the adverts, and up comes this advert for Pepsi. It's a new one. And it basically shows a young man getting ready to go to school. He puts his shades on, and it comes up with Pepsi points, you know, at 300 gets you these shades. Puts on a leather jacket. 5,000 Pepsi points gets you the leather jacket, and so on and so on. And then right at the end of the video, he comes to school, but he doesn't just come to school normally. He lands in a Harrier jump jet, and it says, don't quote me, because I think 7 million.
What? Yeah,
7 million Pepsi points.
An obscene amount.
Harrier jump jet, right? That was it.
Wow.
And he looks at the advertisement, and he looks again at the advert, and he looks again at the advert, and he thinks, hang on a minute, there's no disclaimer, there's nothing. It just says, if I get 7 million Pepsi points, I can win a Harrier jump jet. To cut a very long story short, he takes Pepsi to court.
Does he win?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah. You can't do that.
But it's very interesting. And since that, in the 90s, they've actually used that in courts of law as an example of how companies and advertising, how they have to be really careful when selling products to the public.
It's how they learn by these massive mistakes.
Yeah. So, going back to this, snowy fingers covered in white and milk chocolate. What should... It should be covered in white...
Substance.
And milk chocolate.
Yeah.
That's incorrect then.
Absolutely true.
So you sold me something that's not true.
Come on, Cadbury, what have you got to say? Because I know you listen to the podcast.
Exactly.
We're not going after you.
No.
Don't worry.
We just want some clarification.
I know a huge...
Yvette's got a what's-it on her cleavage.
Not for the first time. I know a huge global company like yourself will be... seriously afraid of our podcast.
Oh yeah.
But we're not doing that. It's a bit of fun. We need to know what you think.
Yeah. What should it be called?
Mm. Now, I'm still eating them.
Yeah. They're delicious. Not gonna lie.
Half a packet. Look at you go. And why not?
Look at him go.
Look at him go. See him run.
See him run with his fingers.
How was your day?
Was marvellous.
Oh, really?
What is marvellous?
Sounded like Kenneth Williams. Oh, really?
What is marvellous? I always have to think about the nearest day that had some adventure.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And it was at the weekend. Mary was home from the RAF, and we went to the Trafford Centre.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh my God!
I hate it in there.
It was rammed. I mean, rammed, where you actually
can't move.
Couldn't move.
Enclosed and you can't breathe.
I actually started to get, when I say, oh, it was lovely, it was lovely because I was with Mary and I was doing one of my all-time favourite things. The only downside is that Mr. Carl Beatty wasn't with me. And Mary had gone off on her own to do her shopping and I'd gone off on my own to do mine. And of course, I didn't have Carl with me in his card, so that was really depressing. So I had to do it myself.
Still did pretty well for yourself, though, to be fair.
I did. But it was just a very, very worrying moment, because for the first time in my life, I had a bit of a panic.
No, really?
I had a proper little panic. Because I suddenly thought, I got to a stage, I can't remember, I was on the top of some stairs, and I could see just how many people were in this shopping centre. And it was just, it was ridiculous. And I thought to myself, I don't know, me and Carla talked about it. Does the Trafford Centre or other shopping centres around the country, they must have a limit on how many people can come into the shopping, because there's got to be some sort of health and safety risk.
Yeah.
Of a fire, or if there's a, I don't know, some sort of attack.
I imagine there's a lot of emergency exits that you don't turn a blind eye to until you would never know they're there.
And
until
how do you police it? I mean, like I say, you're right, there must be an amount, because insurance would have to say you're insured for a certain amount of people. But how do you police that? Mm. If there's too many,
and it's not like a nightclub which has bouncers on the door. It says only so many people can come in.
Do the doors automatically lock then? So people, they can't get in for a certain amount?
I don't know.
If anybody knows about this, please let us know.
Yes, good question.
I'm very intrigued. But I'm sort of like, I think I might give those places a bit of a wide berth. I don't mean to be a bit depressing, but I think we spoke about this ages ago last year. But I think it was sort of this time a couple of years ago, Carl and I were in the Arndale Centre in Manchester and had the most horrific, awful, awful situation happen to us where we heard what we thought was gunshots. It wasn't just me and Carl.
Explosives, wasn't it?
All of the Arndale Centre.
Was it Reg parking it with his Marina?
It probably was, to be fair. But the whole of the Arndale Centre panicked, and I got trampled on.
Oh no!
In coming out of it, and Carl was amazing. He just—I don't know where he came from. He needed a pair of Speedos and a cloak. He came and scooped me up, didn't he?
On a French beach,
he did, and he just carried me out. Honestly, but people were falling like skittles over one another in an absolute panic to get out. And in the end, it was a load of teenagers setting off bangers and fireworks inside the Arndale Centre. But I couldn't get over that. Could I? For a long time, I was really affected by it.
Yeah,
I mean, need to be a downer, but when I was in the traffic center, that's why I had a bit of a. What if something happened now? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! So when it comes to Christmas shopping, I hate online stuff. But I think this time, I know it sounds awful, but I think I probably do a lot of it online.
Right.
I think the troubles with that as well is when you realise these little fucks. Nothing happened to them.
Mm.
You know, they got quite. It was literally a little. They got off with all of it, and you think the damage they could have caused, and the fact that because when I took you outside, I went back in just to see if anyone else needed any help because I thought I don't know if people were firing or shooting and all this kind of crap, and you just looked at people's faces and they were absolutely panicked. Mm. I mean, absolutely panicked. I mean, I was absolutely enraged. I was ready to fight anyone. Yeah, stupidly, because if there were guns, I'd have just got a shot. But and that's the type of thing that when they go to court, the courts don't take any notice of the fear.
They take all the emotion out of it, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They do. That's right.
And it took you a long time to go. I mean, you have been back in the Arndale since.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just every now and then I shout bang out, but that's fine. No, I don't.
But for some bizarre, I couldn't stop bursting into tears.
Oh, no.
Just days after, just bursting into tears for no reason. And so, you know, it's a, it's a bit of a strange one. So, yeah, I don't think I'll be doing my Christmas shopping.
You're a bit more agoraphobic in your older age.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's very strange. And those lads, whoever they are just...
Pricks.
Yeah, you bastards. Thanks very much for that. Moving on. Anyway, that was my day. How was your day, Mr. Beatty?
Oh, it's been a bad day.
Oh, no.
What's happened?
Oh, it's been a bad day. And do you know what? All I got no sympathy. All I got was laughter in my face from my other half.
Really? Yvonne Fonwin. Listen, I couldn't help but... Anyway, listen to this.
Right, now, I'm a man without conviction. As you probably may be aware, I've been rejuvenating our pond.
Yes.
Oh, I think you may have seen this.
Yeah, I think it's only been mentioned once, twice.
You need snow chains to get out.
And anyway, I have, because of it's been raining, so there is a little bit more water in it at the moment than I need, because I really need it dry to move the earth around that I'm putting over the stuff. Anyway, so because of that, I put my waders on.
Okay.
All right, now these are good waders. I've had these waders for a little while. Mm-hmm. They're good waders. They're the best waders I've ever had. Never let anything in, never let anything out. They're waders.
Mm. All
right. I go in there, and because of the way the mud is on the side, I did start to sink slightly.
Right.
So I actually couldn't get out. The mud was up to my thighs. Of course, I'm trying to shout for Yvette. She literally puts her head out the window. She said, "What's the matter, sweetheart? I'm stuck." She laughs, and comes back in.
Oh, really? You're back in the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the only thing I could do was unclip my waders at the top because they go over. They're like sort of, you know, vesty things.
Agree, yeah.
And I climbed out, covered in mud, right? Covered in mud. Not the happiest of, because I was wet. I was covered in mud. Okay, and I thought myself, I need to get my waders out. So I get some other shoes on, go back out there, trying to think of how am I going to get my waders out. When I'd got, because I was going to get some rope over them and pull them out with the quad, so I got there, they vanished.
No.
My waders
have waded.
Are now part of our pond.
There we are. Some
not happy.
Some archaeologist in years to come will find these.
Yeah, find these and think, oh.
He must have melted.
I know, yeah.
Waderless.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I just laughed.
Yeah, I laughed. I said, my waders are gone.
I have no sympathy. Laughed.
The thing is, though, I mean,
you should have started doing this summer then, shouldn't you?
I don't think I'm kidding. Compared to last week, now I've come here this week, I swear down, that pond is now the size of that entire garden area.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone beyond.
Because he didn't know when to stop with his digger.
No.
No, I know.
I mean, I can't blame you for getting carried away when you've got a digger and stuff.
No, but you admit he has been carried away. That's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got to fill it. Anyway, I don't even want to discuss it anymore.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's move on. We've got
two ships on there soon.
Let's move on.
I haven't got no waders.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, Glenn.
Yes. How was your day?
Oh, well, I feel like I was cheated today.
Why?
I went to a canteen. I brought my own lunch in to work.
In a Tupperware box.
Yeah.
A smelly exactly. Tupperware box. When you open it, it looks like a bad fart.
Yeah, so one of those. And I thought, well, I could just that Scotch egg. Could do with a bit of salt shaking on it.
Oh.
Because it's nice.
This is going.
Go on, what? What are you thinking?
Go on.
No, go on.
Okay. So, and obviously you're allowed to eat your own food in a work canteen. And I went up and I said to the... I had to wait in a long queue because there was no sachets of salt around or anything.
You had to wait in a queue for a sachet of salt.
And then I finally got to the till. I said, can I have a sachet of salt, please, for my lunch? She went, what are you having for your lunch, love? What have you asked for? I said, oh, nothing. I've got my own. Can I just have a sachet of salt? Gonna have to charge you. I went, I beg your pardon.
You're shitting me.
No. A little sachet. I feel like a skin flint for the protest and everything, but still, just a sachet of salt.
How much did she charge you?
10 pence.
Oh, fuck off, for a pinch of salt.
Ten
pence. Oh, my God.
You're not the skin flint. They're the skin flint.
Well, it's just give me a sachet.
You could have gone out there and licked one of the paving stones and got it for free.
I could have licked the tables where people are overzealous with this.
Somebody's elbow.
Yeah.
Exactly. 10 pence for a sachet. What is the world coming to?
Oh, yeah, but
what can you ask the guy behind you? Can you just get a sachet of salt?
I wish I'd thought of that. I should have done that, yeah.
You shouldn't have done that. You should have just gone round the queue and just picked out the salt from the thing.
That's probably why there weren't any out. You know, without you can't reach for any anywhere.
But how much of a skinflint your company must that be to charge you 10 pence for a pinch of salt? Because you think to yourself, that's probably more profit than they're getting on fucking petrol at the moment.
Yeah, and more than likely.
I thought you were going to say you put some salt on and the top came out and it ruined your Scotch.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I was incensed. In the end, I thought, fuck it, and I didn't have any in the end.
Do you think more people on the planet are getting more and more incensed?
It's a great word,
just over the smaller things in life.
Probably.
Because the smaller things in life are actually being made bigger. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and the bigger things are being made smaller.
Yeah. People have lost us now. That's it, they've gone.
Well, I used to have a huge cock.
I can vouch for that. Oh, now it's even bigger.
It's tiny. That was like a wart on top of my balls.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Correspondence Corner. Yes.
Correspondence Corner. The Fielding and the Hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a
clever dick. Hey.
It fit the gap.
You did.
Yeah. So, shall I read the first one this week?
You go for it, Glennon.
Right then.
Why don't you read the first one this week?
You read the first one this week.
Yo. Oh, my goodness. It's a long one.
Oh, let's see if you can do it without any fluffs.
All right then.
Because I can never do it without
any fluffs. No, I can't do it without any fluffs.
Right, and we'll count how many you do.
All right.
On your marks.
Let's have a bet.
Oh, yeah. Like it's quite
interesting. I'm going for four.
I'm going for six.
Okay. So this is from Janet Tipper. I don't know where Janet Tipper is from, by the way. It's always useful to put on an email. So no fluff, she say.
You've already started. Go on.
All right. Fluffier, not off. Hi, guys. Long time listener. First time emailer. Loving the podcast and a lifelong fan of all things Most Haunted. Hoping to get to an event next year. So... I am currently in the Bahamas.
Very good, Glenn.
I think this is just an email to boast, you know. I'm finding an excuse to tell people why I'm in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, beats Altlingham any day, they say. I'm doing my daily steps listening to you all. I get loads of very funny looks when I'm constantly laughing out loud. Just laughed out very loudly about the song the guy sent his ex-girlfriend. Hilarious. Should have sent that to my ex-husband. Bahamians.
One.
I'm doing this so to you two
it.
Fuckers next
We're
time.
So on it.
Looking at me thinking, mad English woman again. Anyway, when you were talking about Mary walking in her sleep on a recent podcast episode, it jogged my memory. What was it that Mary did when she was walking in her sleep? Were you in a hotel in London?
She pulled the duvet off me.
That's right.
She was a demon.
Yeah, weird. It jogged my memory. When I was going out with my future ex-husband a million years ago, we'd gone out to a party and he got very drunk. Surprise, not. And he stayed at my house overnight. Anyway, during the night he got up, and when I got up in the morning he'd already gone home. My mum was in the kitchen with an unhappy face. She had just had our bathroom decorated, and in the days when carpets in bathrooms were a fashion
too for fashion, yeah,
we had a new
Three.
Carpet
Three.
Who's winning, by the way?
What? No one's winning.
I thought you said how many.
You said
I'm
five.
Four, she's six.
I'm okay. Six. Go on.
Four.
Go on.
Anyway, my fella decided the toilet was behind the bathroom door, and the floor and the wall all up the door were like bloody Niagara Falls.
Oh, dear.
He then decided to go into my mum and dad's room, stark naked. Not a pretty sight, I can tell you. And he was trying to get into the ottoman at the end of her bed.
Oh,
and
God.
He was wiggling my dad's toe under the cover and pointing to the ottoman saying, I can't get in, I can't get in. Now my parents are wide awake and staring at this completely naked piss pot in disbelief, and she didn't know about the bathroom yet. My dad was really good and turned him round and sent him on his way. He didn't come round to my house for quite a while. Oh, a few things to cover, she says. Muff wash. Do you remember that? Muff wash?
Yes.
Right. You were laughing at a photo sent in of a van from a valeting company with muff wash on
yes.
the back doors.
Mm.
I bumped into muff wash at the traffic lights in Bramall.
Wow.
I laughed out loud. What an experience that would be if it was a real thing. Is that the same as vagina steaming? Could just straddle the dishwasher. And change your name, she says. A girl at my hubby's graduation... Sukin cock.
No way.
Sukin cock.
Wow.
A woman I work with tried IVF many times, finally had a little boy and called him Russell. What's wrong with that, you might ask?
Because his surname is...
Sprout.
No! No way!
Change your
Why
name.
Would
You're
you
changing
do that?
Name Russell Sprout. Oh, come on! He was very popular at Christmas.
My two boys are aged 24 and 31. Think I'm crazy most of the time. My youngest came into the kitchen and asked me what I was singing. Imagine his face when I very casually said, what's up Bernard's bum? And he said, who's Bernard? Keep up the fun and laughter. Love and light to you all. Janet Tipper! Kiss,
oh,
kiss, 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 kiss.
Well done, Glenn.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Got three fuck-ups there.
There we go.
You
and
won.
And only slight ones as well,
only
by the way.
Only slight ones, Glenn. I'm very impressed.
Thanks
very
so
impressed.
Much. Your turn now. You've got a couple there on that page.
I've only got two short ones.
Right.
Are you playing it with me?
Yeah.
I can do, yeah.
What are we going to go for?
I'll go with four.
Oh. I'm going to go with five then.
Oh, my God. Hello, funny fam. It's me again. Who's this from? Jenny Broderick from Fingertown Out. What?
What?
It's actually Jenny Broderick from Fingertown, out.
Nice.
Peace, love and light. Hello, funny fam. It's me again. I just want to thank you all of the laughs.
One.
It's her. She's actually done that incorrectly.
Has she?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. I have to give it.
I have to thank you all of the laughs.
Ah, okay.
So this is not my fault.
Right, okay.
Bastards. Right. Hello, funny fam. It's me again. I just want to thank you all of the laughs and
for the laughs.
I know, but I'm reading it as it is
no,
on
I just
there.
Thought you'd just go through. I thought you'd help out by giving...
I'm reading it exactly as Jenny Broderick has sent it to me. And she's from Fingertown, by the way, if you didn't know that.
What? Fingertown Out?
Fingertown Out. I just want to thank you all of the laughs and for giving me a new name. Friends at church started calling me Jenny Fingers after I played them the podcast. Name is spreading now. I was wondering if you all can please give them a shout out. Shout out to Nicole and Cheyenne. Congratulations on reaching over 100. Can't believe you're still so young. Hope there is still many to come and that we'll reach 200 or even 500. And that is, as I've said... Jenny Broderick, too, from Fingertown Out.
Is that Shanae?
I don't know how you pronounce that.
Oh, it's Glenn, because Glenn's intelligent. Shanae.
I'm not intelligent. So it's spelled S-H-E-N-E
with
an accent over the E.
Is
Shanae, I was saying.
I don't know.
Well, let's give them a shout-out. This is a shout-out to Nicole and Shanae.
Or Sheen.
Or Sheen.
Or Sheena.
Yeah,
Sheena. It could be Sheena. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl and Mary. This comes from Hayley.
Hello, Hayley.
Hi, my name is Hayley. Sending this email from Brighton. I've been listening through Chuckle Included Tears to you guys for the past 20 podcasts. And we'd like to thank you for both the humour and joy.
Gotta stop there for a second.
Go on.
There's a mistake. You said Chuckle Included Tears. It's Chuckle Induced Tears.
Okay.
We're down to one.
Okay.
That's three overall so far.
I'd also like to thank you for Most Haunted. I've been watching said series since the absolute beginning. Back in 2002, 20 years ago, when I was a mere 12-year-old.
Oh, God.
Showing my age here. I'm not laughing at the email, I'm just laughing at something I've thought in my head. You guys cemented my love of the paranormal as well as my love of ghost stories and history. Thank you once again, and I hope you keep going with both Most Haunted and the Anytime podcast. Lots of love, joy and light from Hayley.
That's a nice email.
That is a nice email. Now, Carl, I think you should read one.
No, fuck that.
Right.
That's what I was laughing at. I thought, I need to give Carl an email to read out and see how many he does.
Oh, all right. I have a complex about reading out loud.
Oh, no, we don't have to. You don't have
to. No, because we're all shit at it.
This email comes from Tracy.
Tracy?
We don't know where Tracy's from, but it just says lots of love, Tracy.
Tracy?
Hello again, you crazy, hilarious lots. Tracy Higgins again. Last time I wrote to you, I told you that my fiancé, Andrew, farted whilst we were having some hanky-panky time.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that after I'd finished pissing myself with laughter at the loud, thunderous noise, eventually the fog in the room has cleared now and we can breathe again. Lol.
Hmm.
Since then, I'm...
Was she writing that email why she was having sex?
What's going on? Why is this a continuation of the same situation?
No, she's just reminding of who she is, I think, before we
right,
get to this.
Okay. Not shy, then.
I don't know. You're going to react to this next paragraph. Oh, no, I'm going to go with it anyway. Because it turns out he's back at work and all is well.
Right.
All right, so bear that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Since the farting incident, Andrew has been hit by a car while working. You know, you don't just write that in an email.
And now he's
side swipers like that with
and
a.
Now he's actually shit himself.
I know that. You can't go from giggling, giggling, laughing, laughing to my god.
Oh, by the way, he's been hit by a car while working.
Oh my god!
No,
unbelievable scenes. He was.
You've got to stop saying that.
It's true,
that's
though.
That's so 1970s and 80s.
Unbelievable scenes. We're in a football tournament at the moment, so yeah. I'm going with it.
No.
He works for the council as a street cleaner, and while crossing the... while crossing the road, a car went into... You think he'd know by now to look
yeah,
by
he
right?
Was. Oh, bless him!
He's fine, by the way.
And
thank
he's
God.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
She just said he's fine.
Yeah, that's why I had to clarify that.
Yeah.
If I tell you, if it was worse, I wouldn't have been reading this out.
I thought you said very briefly there. He's on fire, by the way.
He's fine, by the way, and he was lucky enough to walk away from it. He was obviously shocked, but okay. Anyway, he's back at work.
Did he shit himself?
Well.
Did he shit himself? That's what we want to know.
God.
Oh my God!
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Blimey, Andrew.
God almighty.
Giving us all a heart attack, yeah? For all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading my previous email out twice in two previous podcasts. It's because they're gold. That's
they
why.
They are very good.
I'm not complaining, as I got a double birthday call out as well. And by the time you read this, my 50th birthday may have been and gone, as it was on the 14th of November. I still feel 21.
I hope you're fabulous. I hope you had a fabulous 50th,
yes.
Darling.
Well done. Half a century and not out. Right. Just wanted to say hello. That's what they say, isn't it? You know, half a century not out. It's a cricket phrase.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, yeah, I've gone
never
from football
before.
Commentary to unbelievable scenes. Just wanted to say hello and send my love to you all, and that you keep me and all the other cheesy ballers in hysterics. Never, ever stop, as life would be boring without you all. Haven't heard from them. What's this? Oh, yeah, it's all very funny. Love to you all, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Tracy.
Do you want to read?
Do I fuck?
All right. This one comes from
right.
Zoe. Hi. Zoe in Sunderland Lake.
How are you?
How are you, man? Hello, Yvette, Glenneth, Carl and Mary. She listens, you know, Mary, from her RAF base.
Oh,
she
does.
She does, bless her. Hello, Mary. We love you so much. On the topic of soiling yourself, I have two separate stories, two more than I care to admit.
Mm.
For my 18th, I had a couple of friends over, did our own cocktail party. I had had just one too many and found myself back in bed where I promptly vomited down my wall.
Oh,
Mam was raging, to say the least. She didn't trust me to go down the stairs, so told me to go down the stairs on my bum. Once getting to the bottom, I didn't dare stand up as the door at the bottom was all glass. I proceeded to piss myself at the bottom of the stairs, and at the age of 18 years old... Yes, my dad had to put a very drunk daughter in the shower. The second time was only last year. I'm 25 now. In anticipation of getting home from work, I got back to the car and was bouncing my legs as I needed to pee. I have a thing about not going for a wee before I leave work. Next thing I know, the pressure just got too much and I pissed myself in the car. I wasn't even drunk and felt robbed.
Oh, she's a keeper.
She is a keeper. I just wanted to say thank you all for being so lovely at Shrewsbury Halloween weekend. You're all funny and all lovely and need another one. So I remember you. You're the one that smelled a piss.
Yeah, hey, that was the one.
That was
yeah.
the one. Love and light to you all from Zoe in Sunderland.
And we have a game of What's That Noise imminent. Are we ready to play?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do like a bit of What's That Noise. And shall we press the button?
Press the button, Glennon. Do you want to press it? How long have you had this freaking machine?
Right, well, let me explain to the listeners how it works.
Oh, my God.
To the right of the mixer, there's 8 buttons. But we've got more than 8 jingles. And there's a digital screen on it.
Oh, my God.
And you have to turn the page of the digital screen to make the buttons change. So it's just remembering to play What's That Noise? We have this.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Boom. Would you like to do these?
Oh, go on then.
Go on then. Here's the noise, by the way, for our home and studio audience.
Love the studio. Where's the audience?
Put those.
It's Watson snoring in the corner.
That's the noise.
Okay. Hello to one and all lunatics. Thank you for the podcast. It should be on a prescription to pick up the spirits. See what I did there, spirits? Oh, never mind. Ha ha. The mystery sound is a wind-up radio or lantern.
Oh,
that's from Dave Earl in North Devon. It is very good. I think we've had that one before.
Have we now? Dave not been paying attention, eh?
So I'm not quite sure, but unfortunately, it's wrong. That's sad. Shit joke time, and it's bad. So be prepared for your bet's eye rolls. I think you should read this, Glenn.
Okay. A man lost in the desert, dying of thirst. He's crawling along, seeing shadows, and looks up and sees vultures circling above in the heat. He remembers hearing they go for the eyes first, and he didn't want that, so he started to dig a hole and stuck his head into it. A nomad came, riding along on his camel, seeing this man, head down, arse in the air, and thought, why not? So went over, pulled down his trousers, and started pounding away. The man, still alive, shouts, peck as much as you want, you'll still not get my eyes. Have a great weekend, everyone. Dave Earl in North Devon.
Oh, Dave, it's so lovely to hear from you, but that was a really shit joke!
Do you know what the sad thing about that was? Was when Glenn actually read the punchline of that? He smiled. It was like glee. It was like, I have something new for my store of shit jokes.
He rose up in the air, didn't he? His butt cheeks clenched with delight.
But you'll notice I didn't burst out with hilarity. So it was good, but not
right.
You
enjoyed it. You enjoyed reading it as well.
I enjoy reading a joke.
Sad
I fear that's going to be regurgitated in the next podcast.
It won't. I've never been to the desert. Swiftly moving on.
Yes.
Claire Wall's been in touch with her guests. Would you like to read Claire Wall's? And then indeed Laura Phillips is after that.
Okay. Hi, y'all. First, may I say, wow, and how excited was I to hear I won What's in Bernard's Butt? I danced and whooped around the kitchen, so thank you. What's that noise? Oh, she's getting very cocky here.
Oh,
no. I think it's the cable being wound up on dear old Henry Hoover.
Henry, that's very specific, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Can I tell the story? About right.
Have you got a Henry Hoover? I don't think I've seen it.
No,
we have got Henry. Yes, we have. It's not officially ours. It's our friends who lent it to us.
I did that with a drill once. Brought it up a neighbour and they moved away before I even got
really?
A chance to get them back.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I'd want to.
So we were doing our very... It was one of the lives, wasn't it? Many years ago, Most Haunted. And I remember I'm standing there and the medium that we're with at the time's wandering along with us and he says, Yvette. He says, I'm telling you now.
I know where you want to go.
I know.
It's hard,
I'm really doing well. I'm telling you now. There's not just a ghost here, but there's an alien here as well.
I've seen it.
You've seen it. It's on YouTube.
Great,
you can watch it. And it's an alien. And you know the ones, Yvette, that I'm talking about? They've got the big eyes. Most people, they're more commonly known as greys. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I do know who what you mean. And the medium says, oh, it's here now. He says, it's behind this door. It's behind this door. If you open that door, Yvette, let me tell you, that grey, you'll be able to see it. And I was like, what the hell? This is absolutely true. You watch it on YouTube. Open the door really slowly. Opened it up. Nothing. Camera pans down. Night vision. Camera pans down. Camera pans down. And there at the bottom is a Henry Hoover smiling, smiling at us. And as I say, you can watch that on YouTube.
You have to give them the bollocks to think that there are, this was a live show where hundreds of thousands of people were watching, knowing full well there was fuck all behind that door in that cupboard.
Yeah.
But it just happened to be, if it had been empty, it would have been fine because they'd have gone, can't you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see it.
But how we managed not to, I mean, we were all, the whole crew, everybody truck. Was the truck. Oh the my director, God. Everybody was in fits. You know, anyway.
You did that in your earpiece, yeah. Probably.
So, just thank you, died. Claire Waugh, for that guest and bringing back that very happy, wonderful memory. Because they are happy memories, because they make us laugh. And she goes on to say, thank you for the laughs. And oh, did I laugh at the queefing lady? Isn't she fabulous?
Oh, yeah.
So, is Claire Waugh correct? Is that noise the winding, the cable being wound on Henry the Hoover? And can I say, I think that's the best guess we've had so far.
Well, yes, you've admitted you've got one.
I know, but it's incorrect. Okay, hi all, hope you're well. Is the noise a wanking tool?
How would we know?
What the hell? Saw one on TikTok what? And the sound is the same. Look it up. Look it up. And this comes from Laura Phillips in Pembrokeshire, Wales. She says, love, love, love the podcast. So we're just trying to find out what a wanking tool is now.
How do you Glenn's find this instance, Google?
Oh, God, shall I just do it?
Have you got TikTok? I haven't.
No, wanking tool. Wanking tool.
I'm just typed into Google TikTok.
If we ever die prematurely, someone's got to clear our fucking
Here we go.
History.
Fully automated thrust rotation and multiple functions to give you a one-touch orgasm.
Well,
one of the UK's best retailers. Well, I never did. So it's a male. It's a male thing. Wow. Oh my God! Look! Oh, so you put your penis in there? It's like a tube, and then it just pumps it up and down.
Why don't you just use a vagina for fuck's sake?
$59.99. Well, I know what you two are getting for Christmas.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You didn't say scenes, thank God. Thank God. We're weaning him off that fucking phrase.
Incredible.
My toes curled. My toes are actually curled in my Crocs. I wear Crocs in the house.
Nothing wrong with that. So is it a wanking tool then, Yvette?
What a great guess. I've never heard what that sounds like. The answer is no. And
go.
How weird if I had one in the house.
Interesting also to know that there's stuff out there for blokes these days, because it's always usually about the women. What
do you know? Absolutely, yeah. Right. Do they sell them in Ann Summers?
Don't know.
Well, they should do. Let's have it fair. Let's have it equal.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yvette and Glenn. Hey, listen, is that
the sound of a car arrive.
Oh, here we go. It's here. Oh. It's here. I know that sound now very, very well.
We did have a good adventure this week that we pre-recorded, is it?
We did. We certainly did. Oh, if I remember rightly, something quite interesting happens at the very end.
Yes, that one. Listeners are going to be in for a treat.
Yes. Here he comes. Shh, shh, shh.
Yeah, see you, car. See you, mate. See ya. Good lad, back.
Yeah. Now, Glenn, tell him to his face.
So, what's to his face?
What's that?
What?
I just said to Glenn, tell him to his face.
Hang on.
Are you trying to cause trouble?
No.
I've only just fucking got in and you're trying to cause trouble?
No.
Are you trying to cause fucking
trouble? You
look
really well today.
Why did I look like shit last week?
No, you just look really good.
Well, I've got a tan since we saw you in the middle of the week.
Have you been on the sunbed?
No, I've been training.
Training?
Yeah, I've been training.
For what?
Yeah. Well, you know I'm a bare knuckle fister.
Oh, you are, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, are you getting back into that again?
Oh, I've been doing that, I constantly do it, you know, I train people and stuff, and I've been training this girl. She's great. She's fucking strong.
Who is she?
Oh, she's great. She's got an haircut like that, Mr. T.
Oh, proper.
Yeah, Mohican.
She's fucking great. She's so powerful. So big and powerful and muscular.
Yeah. Watson's just snoring away.
And her fists are so deadly. She's not allowed to become a lesbian.
How can that
they banned her.
They banned her.
She'd kill someone if she fisted them.
Oh.
Kill them right in the traffic.
Traffic.
Yeah, she was. She's fucking cheesy. Oh, she's great.
What's her name?
Umsner Hengersmussen.
Oh, yeah. From round here then.
So yeah. Then we don't know now, but presumably will in years to come.
Yeah. She's from Stoke.
Is she from the fucking.
She's from Stoke.
Okay, from Stoke, she's great.
Yeah, her mum and dad are right behind. So it's great. No, it's good because she can fucking hit.
Right.
Hit hard.
Right. Okay. That's right. So.
Only 3'2" though.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. Did he get some with her then?
No, she's even smaller than Dizzy.
Is she really?
Yeah, I think he quite likes her.
Oh, okay.
He likes the tough woman.
Right. Wow. So, let's talk about last week's
investigation. Don't you come and say that to me, I'll fuck you up. Fuck off, excuse me. What's happened? This happens every now and then. Not very often, but no, excuse me, I've got to go. Fuck off! Don't you fuck you, you dirty bastard. I am the real man. You're not the real fucking man. I'm the real fucking man. My spirit guide, spare me. Your spirit guide, spare me, shit. I'll get my fucking spirit guide to bend him over and spare me himself. Oh, fuck off, you twat. Go on, fuck off, my spirit guide. Fuck your spirit guide up. Go on, fuck off. Sorry about that.
What happened?
I don't know who it is. It comes to me every now and then. He seems to think I'm him.
Oh.
In the spirit world. I don't know if he's in the spirit world or whether his essence is in the world. But anyway, it happens. I just fuck him off.
He seems to be very good at it.
Oh, I think it's because he's a cunt.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this investigation we went on to.
Earlier in the week.
And it was really fascinating, very haunted location. And in this particular investigation, I wanted to start at the very top of the building. And that's where we started. So let's have a listen to this week's investigation.
Okay, I know we've come to this place. I'm already sensing a lot of things here. I don't know where we are, but I'm getting something to do with the rectum.
You're very close.
Right, well, I am, because you got your ass almost in my face. And not only that, you got your ass almost in my face too.
Yes, but it's a very confined space.
Yeah, it is, your ass. It's tight as a sphincter, isn't it?
Yvette, would you like to reveal the location now that we're here?
We are at an old rectory.
It's called, see, at all?
Yeah.
It's got rectum from there.
Yeah, Fannering Rectory, and it's hundreds of years old. And there is a specific place here, and I just wanted to know, if I open this up now...
Don't open that.
Why?
Oh, I'm getting all sorts of things.
What?
I don't know what was in there. What was it for?
What is a priest hole?
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Cut that bit out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, record. Okay. Oh, no, don't. It's the priests.
I'm getting priests.
Yeah.
I'm getting people trying to hide.
Right.
They're trying to hide.
You're absolutely right.
There's a hole. There's a hole. And they're not trying to climb in it, but they are trying to climb in it.
All right.
They don't want to, but they're in the small hole.
Okay.
The priest wants to get in the hole. He wants to put his whole self in the hole, the tight hole. He wants to get his whole self in there. That's what I'm getting.
Wow. Did you hear that knocking then?
I did hear that knocking.
That's strange. Oh,
that's very
let
strange.
Me have a look.
Oh. Now then, do you want to try and go
down there? The devil is down there, Yvette.
Do you want to try and go down there, Reg? I think that'd be really good if you went down there.
Yvette, if I went down there, I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to get back because this is a portal to hell.
Is it?
It's a vortiflex.
A vortiflex?
Vortiflex.
This is a new word.
I think so. I've never heard.
It's a final flex. What are they called? A final flex?
Let's just cut there. Let's just
cut
there.
What's it called?
It's called a vortex.
Okay.
Just
okay.
A vortex.
Right, okay. I'll get that. Okay.
You remember that?
Because you get ready to record.
Yeah, we're going
to record. 3, 2, 1. You see, it's what we call in the spiritual world a vortex.
Right.
Okay, so if I go down there, I'll be whisked away to another realm, another spiritual plane.
Surely you should go then. I mean, you just want to feel.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No.
You dirty fuck.
To experience
you come and bring me here with all your wishes and your niceness. And you come and just go, what the fuck is that?
Here we go again.
Oh, fuck. Spare me! Spare me!
Where's that coming from, Reg?
Oh, my God, I don't like that. What the hell is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is it? What is it?
It's coming from the vortex.
It's coming from the vortex. Something's coming through. Something's coming away.
Hang on.
Oh my God,
Reg! Should we let him go?
Oh, no! Oh, no! It's a fucking pigeon! I fucking hate pigeons!
How did that get in there?
Oh my God, let me just get it. I've got it. Here, I'll ready. You hold it, Reg.
Don't try. I'm not fucking holding it. It's a fucking... It's a demon pigeon. It's a demon pigeon. Get it out of my fucking head. It's a demon pigeon. It's not... Look at his fucking eyes and his fucking beak. It stinks of fucking ass. It's a fucking demon pigeon. Ah, fucking get it off of me. It's got money up there. The knickers are in there. Fucking get it off me. I'm fucking going. You can fuck off with your pigeons and your fucking priests holding your fucking demons. You're a fucking bunch of wankers. I'm not fucking standing here with your fucking pretend ghosts. It's fucking stupid, then. I'm going off. I'm never going to.
Well, you know what? I wasn't expecting that at the end.
Can I just, before we go any further, you know the bit? You need to take out the pigeon bit. And
it's,
no, I'm going to say demon a couple of times. Right. You need to put yourself saying demon in.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, demon. Demon. Oh, it's a demon. Oh, get off of me. It's a demon.
And can you give me a long demon as well?
Demon.
That should have it in place of pigeon.
I don't understand.
Oh,
I'm
well,
sorry.
He didn't want to admit to a pigeon being there.
Yeah, but
see.
A pigeon was there.
Yeah, well, it was a demon.
It's
yeah,
a pigeon. It's a pigeon to you, it's a demon to me.
You're me making it up then, aren't you?
Are you saying I'm making stuff up?
Well, yeah, if you want
you're
to...
You're a witch! How fucking dare you say I make things up? I'm fucking real! I'm the man who knows what to do. I am the man who I'm not fucking staying here and
well,
listening to fucking you.
Don't you walk away from me. How dare you walk away? Don't you
walk away.
How dare you
talk to me like that?
Shut the fuck up. How dare you? Oh my God.
Blimey.
That was a big exit.
I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired.
In your own house as well.
I'm sick and tired, Carl. I'm sick and... You're going to have to do
what
something.
Have you done,
no. Oh, my God. He keeps calling me a witch, and then this time he got really close to my face.
He was in a face
He was in my face. You've got to do something.
Did you tell him you weren't afraid of him?
No, I just said that he's possibly asking things to be made up on the show, and I don't
wasn't.
Want...
He wouldn't
yes,
do
he
that.
Would,
he just
Glenn.
Wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he wanted me to edit out where he was referencing the pigeon that attacked him and replace it with demon.
No, I think what you've probably done is you've put in pigeon where it was demon to
no.
make it look like
oh,
he's
yeah,
done
yeah,
that.
Because he just kept saying the word
me.
Demon now.
Look at me, your wife. Yeah. I'm telling you, and you must believe me. If you don't, we're going to have words.
What kind of words? What's a funny face? It's just that I know Reg has a very difficult time.
Yeah.
He's psychic, and a lot of people say, oh, you're fake and you make it up. And I think it's hard for him. You know, this is a man who does a worldwide tour
in Stoke.
it's sold out. Those people wouldn't be coming if he was fake, would they?
Well, maybe they just like to see it for themselves, the spectacle that it is.
The truth of the spiritual message he gives people. Mm. Right. I mean, this is a man, you've got to remember, this is a man who was attacked by spirits in Rill. And he fought them off on the street on his own.
Fair enough.
You know,
and well, maybe we should give him the benefit of the doubt next week. Then,
well, I have to say, I'm starting.
He's been accused of showering at babies on planes. He never did it.
All I'm saying is that I'm getting a little bit upset about it. He better stop with this. And I don't mind him calling me names and all of that because it's Reg. But when he gets right in my face, I find it right unnerving.
Did you tell him you weren't frightened of him?
Huh?
Did you say I'm not frightened of you?
Do you know, I think, do you know what a great thing to say? I think I'll say that next time.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. If you think somebody's fake, it's best to say that.
Say that right to
Because
the
it
face.
Means whatever they're doing to you, you're just not believing.
So
them.
I just say, I'm not frightened of you.
Mm.
Okay. That's sorted for next week.
Do your worst. In the meantime as well, until next week, we should have more emails from our listeners. So.
And here's the address. It's hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
That's
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And we've got a WhatsApp phone number as well.
Oh, we have.
This
is exciting.
Yes, we have.
So you can now leave us a voice note, and it can be about anything in particular you want people to send.
I love these. You mustn't be shy. You can leave us rude messages, funny messages. Leave your phone number. We can give you a call.
If you're dead from the other side,
give us a call. Yeah.
Right, yes. So we should get a jingle made with the phone number on it. Anonymous jingle man.
Yes,
we
should.
Right, this is the WhatsApp number. Store this in your mobile, and you can leave us voice notes to 075 99 927 537.
That's 075 99 927 537.
That's 075 99 927 537.
Lots of nines and sevens there in there to get your head around. We look forward to your complaints.
I'm sure we have lots of them. Lots of love to you all.
See you next time.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.